another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. It's about 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm Natasha, and across the way is my girl Gio. Hey, what's up, G?
Hey, how are you, Tosh? How you doing?
Very good.
So, I have questions for you.
Yes.
The last time we spoke, I want to know what you're watching. Why? Because I've been harassing you to watch a show that I've totally just, I don't know, I did a 180. Is that when you do like a thing and you turn around? What's 180 again?
Wait, so for those who may not have heard our previous convos, we were discussing Love is Blind, right? That's what you're referencing?
Correct.
And I was behind everyone in that I've never even heard of the show. And my assignment was to watch it and give my critiques. And at the time that we spoke, you weren't feeling it. You thought it was terrible. Yeah. You thought the people were terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ask me now. Ask me how I feel right now.
How do you feel right now about Love is Blind?
It's the best show I've ever seen. It's the best show. Did I answer it correctly? It's the best show I've ever seen. My obsession, I can't. Okay, so we're all up to date. I think the both of us are up to like the current season. We're done, right?
Yes. Yep.
Overall, I can't even ask you an overall question. That's stupid. How do you feel about that whole experience?
So it's interesting and it's not interesting at the same time, right? Like, I feel like it's whack and it's not whack at the same time. There are parts of it, I get into it further down the line. And to be quite honest, I fast forward, which you hate me for, but I did fast forward through a lot of it. And so I missed some important stuff. Like in the pods, I feel like it's torture. I feel like they're crying, they're laughing, they're giggling, they're stretching. I feel like it's so ridiculous.
Hamstrings, stretching, yoga poses. Unbelievable. Right. Love it. I love every second of it.
But that's what makes it great. I did enjoy the first three seasons. The last season, which is the one that you told me broke the internet, I thought it was so lame.
I know. I think the hype and the buildup was just so momentous. So it was coming like an avalanche. And so by the time everybody was like, I love this show, they just got all that heat and people watched. But I think if you've been watching all seasons, there's something to be said, like watching it all in a binge or watching it year to year, seasons to season in regular time. I think there's a big difference. You rushed it, which
I did.
Pissed me off.
I know.
Wait, what did he say to her in the pod that made her angry? I'm like, wusa, wusa. Because we're way behind that. Having you watch it when I like just freshly finished it was so refreshing. So because of our time difference, I'm like, girl, leave me big, long voicemails. I want to know what you think. And you're coming in. I fell asleep during episode 4 through 8. And I'm like, you know,
I tried.
Another thing, the whole spinoff vortex, everything. The podcast, the blogs, the reaction videos on YouTube. I tried to even watch it in German, did not work out for me. I just can't believe the world. It's really like Marvel. It's crazy. I love it.
Well, you and I both decided we weren't going to do the spinoffs.
No, I'm not watching. Wait, did
no,
I say
I'm not watching any of the spinoffs. No, are you watching any of the spinoffs?
Well, I feel like I have to because some of our favorites are in the spinoffs.
Which spinoffs are you talking about?
Okay, who's on it?
Well, I didn't know you were actively watching any spinoffs from Love is Blind.
I'm not. But the more I hear about everybody's favorite, Bartiz, what did I say his name? I said to myself.
He's on. Of course he's on a spinoff.
I said to myself, whatever you do, do not mention that man's name.
You're like, I will not speak of him in this house.
I will not speak.
One of the gifts that keeps on giving. That's the theme of today's show. Is that's not the point, but it's the gift that keeps on giving. Yo, when you I was going to go down an ugly direction, pardon the pun, but I'm not going to. Well, so you are going to be watching the spinoffs.
I have to, because there are a couple of people, like I heard that girl Irina, everyone's favorite villain. Yeah. She's supposed to be on.
Of
Oh, she's
course she is.
trying
And
to
that's
act.
probably why they called her out on wanting to be famous, but she's not the only one, though.
No, she's not, clearly. I mean, now going forward, you know for sure. I mean, there was always like a small chance that like everybody wanted a little bit of fame, a
Exactly,
little
because it's
more
a TV
power.
show, right?
Exactly. But I think now it's solely for the purpose to like get more Instagram followers and get the sponsorships. This is, I'm like, we have to continue with this podcast, and I appreciate everyone who's listening. Thank you, by the
Yes.
way. I've seen videos about people who review Love is Blind, and then they review the video that just reviewed an episode of Love is Blind. And I'm like, how did you get 155,000 views on a third person review? It, out of control.
So let's make a pact live. If this is not live, this is record, whatever this is, live speaking. If the next season, well, the next season of LIB, when it comes out, we will do like an episode by episode review.
Yes, absolutely. Oh no, we have to at that
A
point.
recap from the married perspective, you have the European perspective, and I'm the single perspective, and we'll do, yeah, we'll see how, we'll definitely do recap. I think we should do
We might
that.
have to do like a rewatch party. I don't know if they're gonna try to do a live again. I had a friend kick me out of their house so they could watch it. So I didn't even know what was going on at the time. It was like 9 p.m. Whatever, I almost say Eastern Standard, European Standard Time. I don't know what we call it here. So it was that time, and he was like pointing at the door basically. But so I didn't know if that was happening simultaneously in the States,
Yes.
but I'm ready for it. I am having a season premiere party, and I'm getting the golden goblets.
I was just about to say the little goblets.
Golden goblets are on their way. They're in my cart, and
I'm gonna get a pair just for the office.
you really should. Yeah, you really should. I want to see it. I know this is not a visual medium, but Tasha's office is cool, and I would like.
Yeah, it's all right. I try to keep it neutral. I always ask people, is it like gender neutral? I don't think it's like too girly-ish, but my background is, yeah, I'm at the office. But let me tell you what I want to be watching. And you and I have spoken about this couple that I heart so much that I feel like we shouldn't push for a reality show, because reality shows, there's like kind of a curse. Chili and Matthew Lawrence, I feel like they're the cutest. I mean, they have videos circulating all over the internet. How freaking cute are they?
Okay, so first of all, when I caught wind of them like dating like a couple years
I didn't
ago,
even know. I think you told me.
I thought it was like a freak thing. I thought they hung out for a little bit because I think they were like on vacation together. Okay, I do remember actually. I think they were like in Hawaii together for separate reasons, and they met up and they hung out and they like liked each other. First of all, that's a romantic place to be. Second of all, how did they start talking? Did he kick it to her? Did she kick it to him? Who started talking? Did she seem creep to him? I don't know what happened. I just want
You
to
have to
know.
have balls to go up to Chili, though, from TLC.
Ooh. Yeah, he. I don't know who started talking to who. I think she did first because she is chilly and she's like eternally beautiful. So,
I know. She looks exactly the same. She doesn't age. Her hair's the same. Like she's.
but they are so cute. They take pictures together. They do all this stuff. Mind you, I did follow him when he was married to the other woman, and I love her, so I'm not gonna mention her. But,
I don't know who
she,
that is.
okay, I'll tell you who she is. Her name is Shelby Burke, and she was on Dancing with the Stars, and they were married
Yeah.
for. Do you remember
No.
her? Watch it.
Yeah, she does the Skechers. She's a Skechers girl. Wait, she was married to Matthew?
Yes.
No, and now she's married to the Baywatch dude.
What? She's not married again, is she?
Yeah,
No.
David, what's his name?
No, take the castle off. Knight Rider. No.
No. Oh no. No, it's the cute one from Baywatch. He was like cute. Yeah, they've been together forever. Cheryl Burke. She's Oh, no. Wait. She was the Dancing with the Stars girl?
Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Skechers girl. No, I'm thinking of something else. Oh, yes, I didn't know they were together.
The Skechers girl?
What's her name? I'm gonna look it up. The
Skechers girl?
Skechers girl is dating the Baywatch guy.
First of all, Skechers girl and the Baywatch guy. What?
I'm terrible with names. Never fact check things with me because I Let's see.
No, I love how you put like the most obscure thing that they were probably in. They're probably like in big blockbusters, and you're like, nah, Baywatch and Skechers.
She might have hosted Dancing with the Stars. Maybe that's why I'm thinking of her Skechers spokesperson. Yes. Brooke Burke. Oh, that's why I'm thinking of her.
Okay, I love her, first of all.
Yeah. That's why I thought of her. Okay. She's okay.
First of all, shout out to Brooke Burke, who looks amazing all the time.
Does she does and I could that's why I could have seen her with him.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, you liked her husband,
Her
Chalamet? No.
husband is a cutie too. He was the cute guy from Baywatch.
What's his last name? Chalamet? What's his last name?
Let me
Chandler?
Google. I'm Googling live on the Burke's
Burke. They're
husband.
divorced, though.
David Charvet or yeah, David
Charlotte.
Charvet.
No, they got divorced. Anyway, she was a host of Dancing with the Stars. I think she was a contestant and she like hosted for like 5 minutes. Why would, oh yeah. Okay, can I do a full disclosure why I can't remember anything we're talking about or no?
Yeah,
Okay. So over the weekend I went out, which I never do,
yeah,
and
what'd
it
you
was
do over the weekend?
yeah. Because I'm sitting here like, what do I want to say? Over the weekend, I went to a party. A friend of mine is leaving Germany and she's moving to another country nearby. And she had this humongous party. And first of all, it was like an 18 flight walk up, whatever you call it, to her apartment. I was like, damn. When I got in there, I realized where the party was because there were a bunch of like take me signs outside her door. So it was kind of cool. And then like inside, it was like a Colors of Benetton commercial. It was gorgeous inside. It was so nice. And her friends are pretty cool. I met a couple of people. Anyway, so she had some brownies there. So so anyway, I pocketed a couple. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Who's to say? But I've been saving
Can I
sweets.
just say for those of you who, well, many of you who don't, who are not privy to our voicemails and our audio, not our voicemails, I guess they're like audio messages that we leave one another that I mean, and I am not, I'm very humble. Like I know my weaknesses. Like I don't ever, like I know what I am, but I will say this, that our messages our conversations are the funniest thing that I've ever bore witness to, born, I don't even know how to say that. To the point where anyone who's listening in the background is always laughing if when I'm on the phone with you, like because it's the
God.
randomness, the
Oh.
laughter, the it's just
It's poetry. It's poetry. It's a thing of
It's
art.
I was gonna say poetic justice. Oh my God, you like take the words right out
Brain.
of my. Exactly. So over the weekend, you went out, then you got home, and I was like, okay, she's out. Like, we missed her. She's out. She's sleeping. Then I get the message, and it's like, it's no joke. I don't even know how long it is. I should have like played it right before this podcast. The lengths to which you went about Rod Stewart and your music, it was amazing. It's my most favorite thing on earth to listen to. It will be like my next party, like drinking game or whatever. It was amazing. And then to which you said, sent me a subsequent message when I thought you were already sleeping. Like I'm singing. I was like, she's on. She's on another level. She's ready. She's home, but she's ready.
Okay, so I had planned to stay at this party for a very short time. I didn't really know
Right.
anybody to the point where, like, oh, I was going to invite another friend to come. I kind of decided like an hour before I went that I was actually going to go. So I went there with the intentions of giving her a hug, being like, nice to get to know you. We're definitely keep in touch, yada, yada, yada. And things were happening. And I was like, oh, I got to partake. So I did. And did I take some to go home, like a doggy bag type situation? Yes, I did. But I
Yes, you
think
did.
she would have wanted that. So I
She
did
would have
this.
wanted that. Is she gone?
Yeah, she would have wanted that for me.
She would have wanted
So
that for you.
I had some there. And of course, it takes a minute to kick in. and it's been a while, so I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I'm waiting for my ride. I'm waiting for a bus. Oh, the second one's kicking in as well. I am nice. When I get home, you don't even know. I'm gonna play songs from the 80s as soon as they get in the door. My husband's not the go out type. He's like, go out, have your fun. And because of that, I don't know, maybe because I'm older, I want to go home and be like relaxed. Phil Collins, Rod Stewart,
Phil,
live.
yeah.
Classics from the 80s. You guys are all going to be played tonight. Oh, and I had a ball. I went into my bathroom, I closed the door, and I grabbed like a hairbrush and I went to town singing. It was amazing. And I think I called you. Did I call you like in the middle or before or after? What?
I think you called me after, but like you had sent me a message during, like, yo, I'm singing in the mirror, and like I'm singing in the mirror. And then I was like, oh, where is she still up? All right. Then I called you back, and then you like moved to the living room, and I just kept asking, like, aren't you gonna wake up your husband? And you're like, the walls, you don't even know, the walls, they're stone. Which I know because I've been to later. You had a good time, and I had a good time listening. That was a good Saturday
Great.
night for me.
I listen. If you don't know how to use technology and stuff like that, I feel so bad because, like, older people in my life, when they're like, I'm bored, I'm like, yo, just Google songs that you love and
Right.
just sing them out loud
That's
by
true.
yourself because you're going to have a great time. It's very nostalgic. The music, like, spoke to me. When I get on my rock thing, like, I have different phases. So this last party night was definitely 80s rock. It was definitely like power ballads. It was that kind of situation where you just want to belt out songs. And I did, you
You
know?
did.
I did. I have all my genres and I like love singing my songs, but Rod Stewart played a bigger part in my life than I realized.
Right. And then it kind of sparked the whole Rod Stewart, Phil Collins.
Hello, just tell me.
Well,
Like if you
you knew. I think before I even said it, I definitely am a Phil Collins girl.
I at this point I don't know who would I want to I'd see in concert if I was given two tickets. Like I can't
If I had like one ticket, yeah, that's like a good point. I just had a revelation.
what is
Not
it?
about Phil Collins or Rod Stewart, but my revelation or realization is I'm going to try to structure this as a podcast, but I'm just going to talk as if we're doing voicemails because I feel like it's the funniest shit I've ever heard. I'm going to like throw caution to the wind and whatever goes down. Yeah, that's
I
my
love it.
okay.
Oh, we're doing this now. Okay, cool.
I think so. Yeah. So anyway,
Setting up.
Phil Collins, Rod Stewart, if you had one ticket, who would you see in concert?
Oh my God. Hits to hits, back to back. Everybody knows Phil Collins, like Sisudio, like they're a con Rod Stewart, like their songs that just invoke something in me. I really cannot choose. Like if you okay, let's be real. Okay, if you drop off Phil Collins tickets in my lap, I'd probably scream and freak out. But
Right.
I really want to see Rod Stewart. I'm acting like this is happening and someone's offering this to me, like, which is so sad.
They might.
But
It could be our endorsement.
oh my God, whoever's listening to the podcast, bless me. Oh my God, can they do like a one night only? I just have a thing for like I don't know, 80s singers from the Britain. From the Britain.
From the
I
Britain.
love the guys from the Britain. Britannia. They're amazing. I love them so much. And then when I find out they're British when I'm younger, I just get all messed up. Did you like when you realize these singers are British, did that mess you up at all when you were a
No,
kid?
because I kind of knew that. Like when they sang, you don't hear their accent. Like I feel like I kind of always knew that.
She
Who was
always
I
knew.
surprised that had an accent? There was someone that I was like surprised had an accent, but I don't remember
Harry
now. But
Styles.
I'm not a name dropper. I don't know anybody's names.
Harry Styles. You're like, who is this? No, I'm
My
kidding.
yeah, please. I was gonna say F with Harry Styles. Are we cursing? You don't curse at all. You're good.
I do curse. I do. I do. I do. We're polite. We're first generation kids. We're very
First
polite.
generation kids, yes. Does everybody know that? So I'm first generation Portuguese American.
I'm first generation Haitian American. I feel like a bit of knowledge. I feel like someone's gonna just come to my door and be like, "Hey, I've heard all about you."
Planes overhead. No.
I'll be like, oh my God, they found me. Listen, I want to
Listen, that's not the point, though.
listen.
Listen.
That is not the point, though. Seriously, That's the funniest thing in the whole world is that I say that to you like in a voicemail.
On the regular, and yet on this podcast, which was named because we were like, that's so poignant, timeless. I think it's timeless.
And I cannot say
And we never say it on the podcast. That's what I'm saying. The podcast, we're easing into it. We're easing
Yeah.
into it.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Like I think it's just like if we're more conversational, like we always are, then it'll just be easier. For me, I get a little bit of the jitters. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to, fumble my
And I
words.
always
What
say the wrong thing, so
happens?
like it's a good balance.
You keep on fumble things. You are a talker for your life, career person.
Yeah, but that
Okay.
doesn't mean it's good. No, I'm just kidding.
No, very careful with your words, which is great. Like I trip over words, I fumble words. It's great. You should hear me trying to speak this language of the Germanics.
It's a hard language.
And the funny thing is when you look at it, you're like, oh, this looks kind of like English. And then you turn the page and you're like, oh, no, that's not English. No, that's something else. But I want to talk about something that I'm realizing because we're talking about things
Yes.
that never go away, that the Kardashians are never going away. Or do you want to go there? Do you not want to go there?
Yeah, let's go there because I mean, I can't lie. I haven't watched recently. My recent fascination, and I haven't watched, is the whole Courtney and Blink love story. Because, like, she didn't marry anyone and she married late and married him. And now her, like, style is also transitioned to, like, very grunge and, like, and it's interesting because it's like, I guess that does happen in relationships, but like they're so known to be like fashion forward and the latest trends. But now she's like dating Travis Barker, who's like has his own image and like style. They were like she's like morphed a little bit into his like world, his style. And I thought that's interesting.
Did you notice that the shift happened once they left Bravo and got into Hulu? Because even the other girls, like they're dyeing their hair blonde, like they were just known for being like dark brunette. They just always had dark hair and the whole like, tanned up and the whole thing. And I feel like they just went for a different look. They're more into like, I wouldn't say like they're into metal or they're into like whatever rock or anything, but I feel like there was a shift. That's when she started dating Pete Davidson, which he's, I guess, of the hip hop community. I feel like he's been adopted into,
Yeah.
but even now I heard that the little one, the little tiny one, she is dating Timothée Chalamet.
You
How,
told me
what?
that, yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to me, like they're leaving basketball players and rappers. And they're going for actors and they're like going, European, I guess. So I wonder if this is going to happen to Courtney. You think so? No, who's the tall one?
The tall, oh, Chloe is the tallest one.
Chloe. No, Courtney's done. She's married Travis Barker, who's like, he is rock. He's the drummer. He's dope. I have a thing for drummers. Okay, so that's another thing. That's another question after you answer this question. But like, who's your favorite dude in a band and why?
Oh,
But
dude in
anyway.
a band?
Yeah, like who's your favorite instrument player of the band?
Oh, that's interesting. I have to think about that. I don't
I'll
have an
answer.
answer. I won't be able to answer that today.
Yeah, you can think about it. You can
I'll
think
think
about it.
about
Should
it. Oh,
I
did
answer?
we finalize our tables? That's a conversation that we still have not finalized,
Oh,
our five.
I think that's a whole episode by itself,
It
our
could be.
tables. It really should be. In case you don't know, we mentioned it before about our tables. It doesn't have to be female like I wanted it to be at first. I'm like, okay, if you can invite five females to have like an amazing dinner, whatever, eight courses at an amazing restaurant, who would like, and they have to be celebrities, obviously, because we all need to know who they are. So I have like my list. My list doesn't change that often, but sometimes I do make subs. But it feels like every time I talk to you, you're always trading one SNL person for another
Yes,
SNL.
I have one seat that is still open for the taking.
One? Which
One.
one?
Yeah, because I still have my set four. I have my Tina Fey, my Jimmy Fallon, my Nicki Minaj, Tracee Ellis Ross, and the fifth, I'm like, oh, it should be a love interest.
Question. Has Tracee Ellis Ross ever hosted SNL?
That's a very, very good question. No, I don't think so.
And
It's so
how is
funny
that?
because I've been lately watching Girlfriends because that's on like on what do you not re well reruns, whatever,
Cool.
but there's like marathons of it, and I watch it before I go to bed. And she was a hoop girl even on that. I love her to death.
You, she, yo, Tasha sees a hoop girl in a crowd. She's like,
I love you. Yeah. Yo, she went. I have to find on Instagram, what was it? She went to like this place and it was like door knockers. It was like wall to wall big hoops. And I was like, oh my God, the mother load. Everywhere, everywhere big hoops. I was like, oh my God.
that was cool. One time I got like these really terrible hoops, but they were huge and they were like really salt and pepper type of hoops, right? They were
Yes.
like that shape, you know, like, so I wore them. My sister was like, oh, I love those earrings. We should have an 80s party. So her son was turning one and we had this big 80s party. So I wore those earrings, but I did not wear an 80s costume. She was pissed. Everybody came through like Run DMC and Adidas and like it was so great. I looked amazing.
Oh.
But it was so good though. It was such a great party. It was so cute. I think like the cake was like a boom box. It was amazing. It was so cute. I love the 80s so much. Which, let's go back to the 80s and talk about Phil Collins. Do you want to do that? No, I'm just kidding. Listen, all I know is if
Listen,
he,
all I know,
all I know,
all
all
I
right,
know.
I'm going back to the motherland of Long Island. Yeah. she's an easy lover. No, that's my
You
jam.
gotta hold on to her ears.
Isn't that not the
She's
best?
like no other.
Need to pay for it. Are we famous?
No.
Do you have to pay for it?
Yeah,
I
I
don't
keep
know.
forgetting, but music would be is such a big part of our duo.
No, I know. She, you're like, I loved you in like this whole like podcast world. You're like, we should just play songs in the background. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not
I
DJing.
don't just eat like stuff from like Costco, all these stores that are like threatening lawsuits. No. Costco, I love you. Costco, I pray to you. Costco, you're
Listen,
the world to me.
I don't think Costco has. Do they do commercials? Do they do advertising for real though?
I don't think so.
No, but if they decide to, your girl's right here. Your girl gets everything from there, from the rootin' to the tootin'.
From the rootin'
Okay,
to the tootin', I have
she's
a
getting.
declaration to make.
What is it? Tell me.
Because we're gonna start. So I were you yeah you're big into manifestations. You're the married gal, I'm the single gal, and so I'm gonna so yeah I this morning decided to go back on but to one of these subscription sites, which I'm not going to mention,
Oh, what are you saying?
but I'm not saying anything. No, I'm not on Love is Blind. But
Okay.
no, I've started my journey, my dating journey for seriousness on a paid site because I feel like, you know, that's like making more of a commitment to following through on this dating experience. So it's not
Okay.
a free app. It's like a real, like it's like a yeah, it's so I've committed, I'm starting, and I'll, you know, we'll see.
So you're saying that you're back on Christian Mingle. Is that what
No, but I
you
should.
said? No, please promise me you won't do that.
No, I won't. But I am on one of the paid ones because I feel like that's a little bit more of a commitment than the free app one.
Course,
We'll
of
see.
course, of course. Everybody's very serious. What you
Everyone's
got?
very, when you put money down, you know,
Hello?
it's so funny. I had someone tell me, isn't that like paying for friends? Isn't this a good question?
No.
Is it like paying for friends if you go on a dating app? I was like, no, like it just means you're more serious, you're more whatever. But like, it's interesting because you are paying.
Who said this
No?
to you? That's like a really weird way to even look at it. I've never heard that in my
I would,
life.
it's interesting. I thought it was interesting.
No, it's not. This is not, it's like, if it was like on Facebook and you were asking people to be your friends, this is for dating and potential like long-term
You
relationships.
pay for the platform, like to connect with
Don't
people.
become friends with these people. You like, you hang out, you don't like each other, you never speak again. That's it.
Right.
Listen, my only thing with you is that I don't like this these guys. I want you to make them pay for everything.
I don't like these guys.
I don't like these. I don't like these. Like, oh, let's meet and split a bill. No, No, we're not doing that.
No, my thing is, if you go in 100 first dates and always expect the dude to pay for it, then the dude is going to be paying for 100 first dates. That's not really fair. I always try to.
And if they and if they go on 100 dates a week, they're gonna come out of pocket a lot. So they're gonna really be a little bit more discriminating, is that the word? Or discerning, right? To see which date that they're gonna have. You could take out like, five girls a week for whatever, $100 a pop, or I don't know, whatever you want to do. But if you want to spend money on some girl that you really like, you can take all that money that you would take for other girls and put that on one girl. So I feel like they kind of weed you out. And if they know you're gonna go Dutch, I feel like it's good. Like I get it. I've done it, of course. But like, I don't know. I'm tired of these men these days. I'm tired of them and I want them to pay, literally. So basically, what I'm hearing is that you are gonna set up your profile and then give me the password.
Oh, we talked. Yes. Yeah. We talked about this where I was going to let you take control of my profile.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, I'm a bad speller, so I just don't want people to think you're stupid. I'm going to start writing them.
No. Everything will be, there's not even much to be written on there. There's like, I mean, it's not like I don't like write too much on there. It's like a lot of likes. And then you have to like, if you like that they liked you. Some of them send you messages, or you can just skip.
First of all, I love how this girl right here didn't think I met my husband online. She's like, they like and they send you a wink and they send you an emoji.
And you log on to this thing with the keys and the letters, and then you type certain things. Yeah.
You know what I would? I would have an app where it's like, oh, they send you something and they send you a drink and they send you like a voucher and you go to your
Oh,
local bar,
really?
right? And there's like an SQ card. What is it? But no, what are they called? The QR codes. Yeah, the QR codes.
I don't
It's
do
like,
QR codes on my phone. It doesn't
that's
work.
true. We did talk about that. Yeah, I did the dating app thing where someone sends you a wink or something. And I feel like if you do like the paid versions, like you could be more like, I don't know. I don't know. I think there are levels to it. I want real life practical. Like send me a coupon to like Whole Foods, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Wouldn't you like that? That is so, I really like you. Go grab some lunch at Chipotle. I
What
really
is with
like.
everyone's fascination with Chipotle?
It's because everybody loves Mexican food. It's
I
the
mean, I don't
quickest.
think it's bad. But
It's
I've
not that
actually
great.
heard a terrible story about Chipotle, but I'm not going to share that on here. But I don't get why everyone is like, I just would not wait online for Chipotle. Let's just say that. But I've also never been to Chick-fil-A either, and people are obsessed with that.
Chipotle is amazing. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
that's what I hear.
No. Chipotle used to be really good. I feel like I don't know. The more chains that they open, the worse it was. And I think people just like the name. It just sounds really good. Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. I'm dating this girl. Her name is Chipotle. No? Right? Chipotle with like an accent over it. He's like, Mom, Dad, this is Chipotle.
Marie. Oh, that's hysterical. I'm surprised you're not talking about your girl.
Well, Gabrielle Union, like, 90s, whatever, sidekick movie queen of, I don't know, she did a lot of stuff. I just can't
That's it.
pinpoint, but she was dope. And I love, first of all, my thing about Gabrielle Union is she could have played any part. She could have played a white girl if she wanted. She's amazing. And she's like, I don't want to say she's so versatile, but she had this air of like princess about her. Anytime I try to see her do something where she wasn't in like princess, like first class, like wealthy family, it was just weird to me. She couldn't pull it off because she's got that air about her. And I heard on the internet that she was hopeful to play Scandal. What's her name from the Scandals?
Oh,
Yep.
Olivia Pope? No.
That is correct. That would have been incredible. But if I had seen Gabrielle Union like strut down in those power suits telling the president what to do, oh my God. I heard that Gabrielle Union said she pays half of the bills in her house with her equally, or not even equally, her very, very 3 times as rich as she is husband. think that she does. I don't know why she said that. I don't think that she does. Do you?
Why
And
would
did
she
that?
say that?
They were talking about, she was talking about like this need to keep working and to keep chasing work because in the she's been hustling for parts and work in Hollywood for so long. That's all she kind of knows, and that she has like family and people who depend on her. So that hustle never stops. She never like rests on her laurels. That's how you say it, right? She doesn't rest on her laurels because of
Okay.
this like spirit of, and she's like, because you know, we split the bills equally. I'm just like, okay, he's like worth $200 million,
Oh,
and
really?
not to sneeze at her 40 million, but I'm just like, why would you be paying the bills? I don't get it. Not even just that, but we're not even gonna talk about his indiscretion. So I'm just like, I'm not paying for shit. I'm not paying for nothing, homie. But she does, and I don't know. Maybe it was a mis she misspoke. And maybe it was one of those situations where you misspeak and you just say, like, I carry my weight around here, you know? Maybe that's what you, but at that point, you know what? I've heard the argument made, like, does it even matter? They're both very, very rich. And maybe, why do I care about that? I have no idea. But speaking of money, of which I'm searching for, have you ever heard of a dink?
No, you just mentioned that to me in our pre-podcast call. You know, I've
And I,
never heard of a dink. I feel like uncomfortable even saying it. Like, I feel like it's like,
it's a dink with a K. I don't know what else would be dink.
oh, with a K? I'm saying it with a D.
No, dink. D-I-N-K.
Oh, yeah, that's what
D-I-N-K.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, so it's a dink. It means double income, no kids, or something like that, some variation of that.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is really interesting, you know, like. You know, we're not making babies like we used to, and people are getting married late in life. They opt not to have kids, and they're saving a lot of money. It's not like you used to be out there, you know. But I think that's really interesting. What does that mean going forward for everybody? Like, people are having less kids. It's kind of cool. I kind of like it.
Right.
I'm hanging out with people like who are younger than me, and they're like debating whether they're gonna have kids or not. And I'm like, oh, good for you. And it's really interesting to see the conversation go, and they're like really putting their career first. You get into that age where you're just like, do we do this or not? It's kind of interesting to see. But in Europe, people have kids much later, so maybe they're like dinking it. People think it's selfish, and I'm like, why is it selfish?
No,
Why?
I once had a mentor that I highly respect say that the most selfless thing you can do is acknowledge that you don't want kids.
Amen.
Who said
That
that?
person, was
A Jan love mama lasagna? No, we love her, by the way. We
you
don't,
love
we're
her
not throwing
so
shade. We
much.
love her.
Jeez, I mentioned before I fumble words, and she started fumbling because I was fumbling.
Ayanla, yeah, I don't
It's
know.
so funny. By the end, like by like the whatever year of this podcast, if you start talking like me, I'm gonna feel so sorry that I did that to you. Start mumbling and whatnot.
No, I'm a mumbler.
Sorry. But no, it's very true. It is very unselfish. Sometimes people have kids to please their family, please their parents.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the right reasons. And I'm not going to sit there and judge because I don't have kids. So I'm never going to be like, oh, I'm at that position to really judge. But when you kind of look at it sometimes, I'm like, it's such a commitment.
Yeah.
It's such a commitment. Like, think about the things you don't sign up for because of the commitment or the contract. This gym or this, like, you know, new phone plan or this new, like, let's have children.
Forever.
Weird to
Forever
me.
contract.
Seriously. So it's really interesting to me when people think about making kids without thinking about all these things that go into it. I don't even want to say get a cat or dog. I think that's so demeaning. Sorry. I love dogs. I don't like cats. But I feel like that's just like, oh, you don't have kids? Get a pet. No,
Right,
that's
it's not
not.
the same.
No, I hate when people try to do that. And don't come at me. I had dogs, a bunch of dogs in my life. Don't come at me with the, oh, I'm a dog mommy or what. Nah, man. No, you're not. You have a dog. That's it. You own a dog. Don't come over here with that. No. There's a lot of suffering and sacrifice that goes through being a mom.
Yeah.
It's so annoying to me. I hate that. I love my dogs, but no, I'm not doing that with people. I'm not. And I refuse to. I refuse. Stop
On my
gaslighting.
profile, I put one of my pet peeves is like people name for pets.
Oh, people name for pets. Oh, like people name them
Like,
what? Oh.
Emily, stop scratching yourself and licking your ball. Like, come, you know, well, no, you
Wait.
wouldn't name like a dog, a male dog, Emily.
Okay. If you met a dog named Harold, how would you feel?
I don't like people names for animals.
People name. That's a 1920 people's name. Those people are not going.
No, I don't
What?
like
I can meet Emily tomorrow. I'm not going to meet a Harold. Harold, what? No. And I wonder
I used to work with a Harold, so that's actually
was he born old?
why?
Was he
No, he
born
was
old man?
young.
No. There's no way you can be young and jovial. No, there's no way. Your name is Harold. You're depressed. You're angry. You just quit smoking. It's
No, stop. No, it's
no, there's no happy Harold. I don't care what anybody says. Show me one.
funny.
Harold.
All right, my dear. Well, once again, it's been way too much fun, and it's gone way too quick. But that wraps up. That's not the point.
That's not the point.
That's not the point.
The point. We don't mention the name of the podcast, but that is not the
That
point.
is not the point. So I look forward to our next installment, and to all those listening.
Thank you.